changes for workforce and contracting diversity we made under the CBA pilots. Unions are a small part of the CBA community. We were only one of the many partners who agreed to work on a high road approach to the challenges of diversifying the construction industry and moving the city forward. We were invited to the table. We sat down. We offered to help. And we think we did a pretty good job along the way. I think the city should applaud itself for the work that came out of those two pilot projects. We are, again, only one of the partners in this effort, an important partner to be sure, but the CBA has proven there's room for everyone under this tent, union and non-union. You've seen the data from the two Water Bureau projects. There was no non-union contractors run off the job, prevented, or discouraged from bidding. The majority of the MWDPE contractors that were awarded contracts were non-union. And the workforce diversity results on Kelly Butte Interstate projects are historic. Yet certain voices who choose to divide rather than join in an effort that will lift up everyone in our community seem to carry a disproportionate weight when it comes to swaying certain decision makers. What's even more disturbing is that they seem to have help from high places. Certain city officials appear to be supportive of these divisive efforts, As the ECPC highlighted last week, the city's own tracking data clearly illustrates the poor performance of prior diversity efforts on the city's part. The data we've all seen is sobering and graphic. If this report on the CBA is any indication, it appears the city is willing to ignore its own results. I'd like to point out that these aren't just numbers on a page, but they're real people, people who have gone to work like ISIS and others, who have gone to work and have been prevented because of, you know, politics and other barriers from going on to other projects where there are hard goals and contractors who are willing to help us meet those. Mr. Mayor and Commissioners, I'm asking for leadership that unites rather than divides those seeking career opportunities in the trades. I'm asking for leadership that will refuse to return the city to the status quo. I'm asking you to vote no and refuse to accept the report and recommendations. Accepting this report and its recommendations as written will mean that you have turned your collective backs on the many to serve a few. Accepting this report will mean that divisive tactics for political gain have trumped the facts. Do the right thing for the many who look for your leadership. Thank you.
Thank you. Myers.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Willie Myers. I'm the Executive Secretary Treasurer of the Columbia Pacific Building Trades. I'm not going to go into too much detail on the Community Benefits Agreement. I think it was very well explained by John Gardner and the panel that was up here at that time. Community Benefit Agreements are vehicles for delivery of standards that our city sets. Or any local government sets. And as usual, the men and women of the Columbia Pacific Building Trades are proud to deliver an on-time and under-budget set of projects for you. Our concern is that when this report, if passed, goes to any time we start setting policy at the city, if this is used in any way to set that policy, that we still consider to allow this vehicle as a community benefits agreement to deliver on future projects because it's a proven delivery vehicle. The community benefits plan is not a proven vehicle. It is a vehicle for delivery, but it's missing the engine, the tires, and most of the wheels. It's not going to get you to where you need to go. Most of the mechanics are gone out of the plan itself. The community benefits agreement has proven that it can deliver.
Willie, can I just ask you one question? Because I appreciate that you're...
We're going to be having a lot more discussion.
If I could, for one prerogative, one moment. The single difference between the CBP and the CBA is whether you're a signatory or not. Given your deep commitment to getting the outcomes, why does that matter to you?
It's not just the signatory nature of it. It's also the meaningful oversight. The group of professionals in the room to identify and course correct any deficiencies in this agreement.
So if we had the same people in the room without a signatory, would you participate at the same level?
You're not going to get the same people in the room without a signatory.
And that's because?
because they don't have a vested interest in it.
This is the point I just want to leave you with. Why do you have to have a signatory to have a vested interest in something that Michael Birch just said was a community interest? And if we're gonna talk about something that Mr. Birch very eloquently said was something that we're all committed to.
So why
do you need a signature? I'm saying that to you as my friend and as a colleague.
Absolutely, and I'll weigh in on that. There are two different responsibilities. There's a social responsibility and a signatory responsibility. And I think I've explained this to you once before. When there is a signatory responsibility, it's going to outweigh the social responsibility. So if we have two projects right across the street from each other, let's call Edith Green one of those projects and the Portland Building the other project. And we have a signatory relationship on the Edith Green project, but we don't have a signatory relationship on the Portland Building. The Portland Building may suffer as a result of that, because we have a signatory responsibility to deliver on those equity numbers.
Okay, well said. Thank you. Thank you all very much. Let's see if we can take a couple more people before we have to close here.
Was there a Vicky Guevara or Charles Potter, Dave Tishner, Ron Lee, Maurice Romming?
Maurice is here. Okay, let's take these two folks, and then we'll do a check-in on where we are, because, again, we're going to have to continue this hearing. Yeah, I understand that. Okay, two are going to get the last word in tonight's hearing, and we'll talk about next steps after that. Go ahead, Maurice. Okay. Either one.
Good evening. My name is Dave Tischer, 17-year staff member of Laborers. I was fortunate enough to be tasked with actually manning the labor force for the laborers on those two projects. We not only met, but we exceeded all of the goals that were asked for. We have the ability, as signatory union, we had the ability to actually clarify the hub zones. We were able to get all the local people that were needed on those projects. And what I'm hearing, what I'm opposing in this report of yours is the fact that you said, you know, we do not want to have a signatory agreement as part of the recommendations of the panel. The signatory agreement, what people don't understand, the signatory agreement was an inclusive agreement, not an exclusive agreement. It covered both union and non-union workers, and they had language in there. It was carefully set up to be inclusive to all contractors, whether they were signatory or not. To my knowledge, there was nobody that was pressured to sign an agreement after a project, and I have no knowledge that was or wasn't. I just want to give you a few things, my experience and what our program for females and minorities and apprenticeship is. currently, the laborers, and I know Mr. Sims had some statistics on apprenticeship in Oregon, we're currently 50% female minority apprentices. We have a graduation rate of 78%. And I know for certain that my counterparts on the open shop side cannot meet those numbers or come even close to those numbers. And so the success of these projects was based on the fact that we utilized all of these resources we had. And I think the point that we're missing, and I'll just close with this, is that the CBA was the cause of the success, not in spite of the success.
Thank you. Maurice?
Well, thank you, Mayor, Commissioners, for actually hearing me. One of the things I'd like to say, and I see, or you guys are, I'm sure, hearing, there's like a lot of raw emotion. And that's mainly because we didn't actually, when Maui and the CBA partners got together, it became more like a family. Now, I want to leave you with this. You heard of the different people that worked on the job sites. You heard of the community groups that were able to get people in pre-apprenticeship programs and then move them on to apprenticeship programs. This was all intentional and built in. This isn't in a report. This is just being able to connect and create that pipeline. And so what happened there, I believe, is that contractors, you heard contractors say how great it was. You heard, you know, the general contractor saying, I'm used to checking the box off. You know, and everyone knows the box game. You know, you make whatever number you want to make work. But here we felt like we were doing a big change, a big difference. We were excited about the process. We were excited about how we were getting community. We were extremely excited. So I want to leave you with, you guys did great work by adopting the CBA. The reason why you have so much raw emotion is because people see something working. They want to see it continue. And so I hope that you guys look at the CBA, heard everything that you heard today, and realize you guys have a lot of support. I said this before. I said, I don't want to be the headache. I want to be the aspirin. I believe this is the aspirin, if you listen in the room. People are excited about this.
That's a great
Let
last,
it continue.
That's a great last word for this hearing. I just want to say, we'll probably all have more comments when we return to this discussion, but I want to say this much. I've learned a lot this afternoon, and I want to appreciate the wonderful testimony that we've heard this afternoon, really illuminating. On the other side of the ledger, I would say I've been in this room making decisions for the community in one capacity or another for 14 years, and I've never seen a stranger combination of celebration and frustration than this particular discussion is involved. And I'm still trying to figure it out, but I think I learned a bit today that will help me in that, and so I want to thank you all for testifying.
And I thank you, too. Could you just raise your hand if you're still waiting and we're hoping to give testimony? So that's
So those live. Folks should talk to Carla as you leave, please, and we'll make sure you're first. When we return to this on the 28th at 2:45, I hope you can come then. If you can't come then, I hope you'll communicate with us by email or some other means. But if you can come, we'll put you first on the list for testimony at that time. Any other comments?
I want to echo what the mayor said.
Maurice, I actually, it wasn't our intent to save you for last, but I'm glad you were the perfect last voice in this. And I thank you for bringing this back to a very human scale.
Thank you all very much. So we are adjourned for this week, and we'll return to this at 2:45 p.m. on September 28th. Thank you.